Learn this out from Amun. The Mayav Rashi says, "Krovim liYisrael, they were close to Yisrael. Shabol miLeit, they came from Leit ben Achi Avram. For Rachel and Amalek, Hashem put them far. Shloyavet the Kal. Why? Because they did not give us bread and food to eat. Umekareves esarachaykim. It brings close to the Jews the people that are far away. That means miYisrael. The Yom Rav Yechanun, the schar from the schar that Yisrael told his daughters, Kiren Loi v'Yoychal Lochem." Bring him close. Like, who is that man that helped you? Bring him close. We'll give him bread to eat. So Yisroi was the man who wanted to feed people. His grandchildren was Zoycha to sit in Sanhedrin Agdayla in the Lishka Sagazis, because it started out Yisroi's chus was that Kiran Allah is the Yechalachim. I'll give them, I want to give Moshe. At that time he didn't know who he was. But he was had this midah to feed people. Shneim the pasuk says, "Or mishpachos seifrim, mishpachos a seifrim that scribes yishve with people yaiva sitting in yaivet tirosim this place shemosayim suchosim heimu hakinim these were the kinim haboyim mechamas avila beis rochev they came from beis rochev. Now who are these kinim? That's the bnei Yisroi. Uksivosim says another pasuk, or bnei Keni chaysin Moshe that the bnei Keni was from Yisroi." Olam Yira Tomorrow is Bnei Yehuda Midbar Yehuda Hashem Bnei Gavarod Bayelach Bayeshev Esom. So kids, the kingdom here goes on Bnei Yisroi. So Bnei Yisroi was Zeicha to be in Lishkas Hagozis because Yisroi had this Mida of V'yoychal Lechem, feeding people. Now another thing this helps, this Mida of feeding, is that Shechina Umalemis Eneyim Min Roshoyim, that Hashem hides back as closes his eyes from the Ra. That's Mimicha we had before. That really the Malach Hashem wanted to destroy Micha already. Hashem said, leave him alone, because he's Pitoi Shigura, he feeds people. Pitoi Mitzuya Lervid Rochim. Now the next thing it says, Rabbi Yechon said, is that Umashra Shechina Nevi'i Habal, because they have this curse of feeding people, Hashem let the Nevi'i Habal say Nevua, Mechazeroi Shal Odoi. That's from Odoi's friend. Idoi Hanavi, Midi Hanavi. It says over there, they were sitting on the table. Mashma that he had the shulchan, he gave people food. That the Dvar Novi, that's why Hashem gave him Nevuah. Even though Nevuah Sheker, they were saying Nevuah for the Baal, but at Kopon they had this chus, that they were feeding people, that's why Hashem even gave them Nevuah. What's the last thing that Yechon said was, Ushigosai, somebody that did not feed somebody by mistake for the Shegeg, from that came out terrible things. What does that mean? If before David left Yohanesson, if Yohanesson would have given David food to eat, he would have given him two loaves of bread, so then when he went around, he wouldn't have to ask for food, and then the Noiv would have not had him be killed out. For Loinitra Doig Adomi. Doig Adomi wouldn't have been killed because of this. And he wouldn't have lost his Olam Haba. And the Loinerag Sholish Loshes Bonav. They wouldn't have been killed out either. So Rashi says, Yer Loinerag Noiv, Shloho Yitzarach David, Lishol Lechem, Mikhani Noiv. Then David wouldn't have had to ask for food from the Khanim of Noiv. And if he wouldn't have had to ask them, then Doig wouldn't have said Lashon Hara to Shaul that the Khanim Noiv gave food to David. And then he wouldn't have had to kill them out. And then Doig wouldn't have been killed out because of that. And Shaul also wouldn't have been killed out. So the kid said, because Yonason by mistake, like he didn't mean it, but just by mistake, he did not give Lavoya, he did not give food to David, that caused so many Chatoim to come out. That's a tremendous mitzvah of Lavoya, of feeding people. That's what Yechon is coming to explain here. Kedoylo gemiya, by feeding people, giving food, it's a tremendous swiss. And if you do not do it, terrible things come out. Yeah. Now, umifnei ma'aloi manu es achas, how come our mission does not include also achas? It was also a Russia. Omer Rabbi Yirmi Baraba, umifnei shemutol ben shnei tzadikim. Because he was put between two tzadikim. Means ben yoysom lechizkiyo. Is between Yosem and Chizkiyo, and Poshe Des Chusim protected him. Because of Des Chusim, he is not Bechlal Ein Lechelik V'Olam Habo. Rashi Shemutah means the Oviv Yosem, his father was Yosem, and Ubenoi Chizkiyo, we'll see later, it means Ikuz is his child. that a son is mezakeh the father. And since the son was a tzaddik, he was mezakeh his father, that he should have a chilek l'olam habo. Rabbi Yosef of Meishahoyu loy boishes ponim ishayo. No, he had a certain schus himself also. That Ochas had a schus, he was embarrassed from Yishayo. Shnei Pesukim says, Vayomer Hashem Yishayo, say no likras Ochas, go to Ochas. Ato Ushar Yoshu Benecha, Ushar your son Yoshuv, El Kitzei Tolas Abrecha, El Yoina, El Mesilas Adei Koives, go to this field of the Koives. Pashna Koives means a washer. So my Koives, what does it mean here, a washer? Ika the army, some say, Dichav Shinu Li Apei, Becholot. He like was so embarrassed at Yishayo, he dug his face in the ground, he put his face down, not to see Yishayo. So that was a schus he had. Vika the army, some say, Uchla the Katsri. That's this kli, Rashi says. It's a holy kli. Shel kaisim, that you want to starch your clothing, you have a big glass that drips out the shemazalfum by mayim al bigdayim, that the water comes down, sprinkles out the water on the clothing. So such a kli put sakavareshi cover around, he put around his head, v'cholof, and went away. So Kitzi was embarrassed from what he did, and he was embarrassed from Yishayo, so that was a schus. He realized that he did ra, and he was embarrassed. So because of that, at least he has yesh l'chelik v'olam habo. For the Gemara Gurdum of Neymar Loi Manu was Amoin. How could the Mishnah not include Amoin? He was also a Rosha. If Neikvoid Yishayo Yishayo, because of the covet of Yishayo. Yoshio. Right, that was his son. Rashi says Ben Amoin. That was the son. So again, the son protects the father. For the Gemara Menashe Nami, if so, Menashe also Lenim, that we should not include in the Malachim. If Neikvoid Yishayo Chizkiyo, because the father is covered of his father. Chizkiyo Melech was a tzaddik. So the father, Chizkiyo, should protect his son, Menashe. Sumura says no. Ro Mezaki Abba. A son, his chusim, will protect his father. But Abba Lo Mezaki Bro. The chusim of the father do not go down to the son. That no. Like the... What? Why?
From David and Melech.
Right, bring a proof of this. The Gemara says, nobody to save me. That means, Ein Avram Matzeles Yishmael. Avram will not save Yishmael his son. And Ein Yitzchak Matzeles Esav. That a father does not, his chusim does not save his son. Only the opposite way. That's why Menashe was still Ein, according to one man, the Yom at least, is Ein Lachilik Dolam Abba. The Rosh says, "Hashto the Yas Loch." Now that you come to this, Ochaz Nami Leimne Mishum Kvoide Shal Chizkiyo. The reason why Ochaz is not included is because of his son Chizkiyo. Right. So we're retracting now. You don't have to say because in between the son alone is enough. You don't have to come on to the schus of the father. The schus of the father would not help you.
I think the
Mavaitum of Neima Leimane Es Yoyakum. This is the question we asked before, how come Yoyakim is not included in the Malachim? Ne'en l'chelek lo l'mabo, mishum to Rabbi Chiya Bar Avua. He answers this, Rabbi Chiya Bar Avua. The Yom Rabbi Chiya Bar Avua, Ksiv it says by him, al gugulosa, it's written upon his skull, Sho Yoyakim, Zois, this is the punishment you receive, V'yayda Cheres, and another one. We had this come up before in the Tei Beis. So the kids, since Yoyakim received a terrible punishment, he had a kapara. So that kapara made it that he could have a chelik olam habo. What was the mice with him? The mice was that Zikeinoi, the Rebbe Prader, Rebbe Prader's grandfather, Ashka Gugulosa, he found the skull. Tevi Koshad Yibashar Yishlayim. It was thrown near the gates of Yishlayim. Uchsidba was written on top of the head, on the skull, Zeis, this will be his misa, V'yerdachar, and another punishment yet. So Kavru, the father, the grandfather, saw a skull, so first thing you do is you bury it. But Vlayikvrei, it didn't stay in the ground, it popped up again. Kavru did it a second time. Again, Vlayikvrei, it didn't stay in the ground, it popped up. Omar, he said, listen, if so, Kugulosso Sheyokami. This is for sure the skull of Yoyakim. The survey is written on it, Kfuras, it says upon him, Kfuras Chamo Yikvrei will be buried like a donkey, Sochov Hashtach will be thrown around in the gates of Yerushalayim. So Mashmi can't be underground, he has to be on top by the gates. But he said, listen, Omar, Malko, he was a king. It's not nice to leave him here on the ground. So Korcha b'shiroi, he wrapped him around with silk. V'yaisvei, brought him home and put him away in his private chest. He put the head of the king in his chest. So his wife came one day cleaning out the chest, opened up the chest, and saw a skull there. So Saru, she thought, what's going on here? She didn't look too carefully, but she thought, Hodi Yisus Kamaisa, this must be my husband's first wife. Must be. The Loikomanshi, he can't forget her. So he has to leave her head in his closet. So what did she do? Shogra Tanura, she lit up the oven nice and hot, 500 degrees. The Kosan, she burned up the skull there. So Heinrich said, that's what the Pasuk says, Zois v'yodacheres. First of all, he won't have a kfura. And secondly, he'll be burnt up. So the kid says, since he had this, it's not ayayay, Fim was a schus, that was his kapara, because that he was zoichel elam abo. That's why your yokum is not included. Tanya we learned, Omer b'shem ben Eloza, b'shvil ha-toiv v'yanecho esisi. Because he said he was the Balgaiva, he said everything I did was good, and also he said, ma'is. Then he came on to ask, ma'is. This is going on. The rest of the Shul Chizkiyo, Rashi says. Toma Chizkiyo here, Sheshiva Chesatzmi, praised himself. The Yomi said upon himself, Hatoy Bianech Asisi, I did everything. So because he praised himself, Goramla, because this caused him like Navera is Guerrero Savera. It was Gorm Rashi, Sheomar, he said, Oisli. He asked HaKadosh Baruch, give me a sign for what you're telling me. That was also a chet. He said, Ma Ois and Bishvil Ma Ois, because he asked Hashem for a sign, he didn't believe what he said. Nochrim Ochla Shechonai. Later, when he made a feast, he had Goyim eating there. And Bishvil Shenochrim Ochla Shechonai, because he had Goyim eating by his feast, Gorm Golas Labonav. He caused exile to his children. And this is the klal of Avera Gereres Avera. The Gemara says, "Mesan al Chizkiyah, reproof to Chizkiyah. Yom Chizkiyah kol Hamaz kol Hamazamin over Kachovim. L'toich Beis ever invites a guy, a Gentile, over to his house or Mishamishalov, and he serves him. Gurim Golas Labonov. That will cause that his children will have to go into exile." Shdemer says, "Ubanecha Shayetz Bimecha Hashatolid Yiku Vayosarisim Heichal Melech Bovel. We'll have to go into Melech Bovel. So that you lowered yourself to serve the guy." It says Vayishma. Really, the pasuk says Vayishma. We dashin Vayishma Chaleim Chizkiyo. Vayirim as kol beis nechoyse. He showed them all his house nechoysam. We'll see what that means. It's precious things. As hakesav yezazov v'yesab sonim v'yesab shemen atoyv. The good oil that he had. This is what he showed to the Gentiles. Omarav my beis nechoyse. What does it mean? He showed his precious house. Ishtoy means he showed him his wife. Ishtoy hishkosei aleim. His wife was not with Sneas now, and she went out and she served them drinks. That wasn't so Sneasic, that was also part of his chet. Shmuel Omar, Beis Ginzoiv Herolem. He showed them all his precious jewelry. Rabbi Yechon Omar, Zin Oichel Zin Herolem. He showed them his special weapons that this metal could knock out other metal. That means Zin Oichel Zin. This weapon knocks out the other metal. Yeah. Now we dash Shmuel Eichel. Says Eicha Yoshva Bodid. How could Yerushalayim now stay separate alone? Omar Rava, Omar Rav Yechon, if they ma loku Yisrael v'Eicha, how come they were punished with this lashon of Eicha? If they shovru our shloishim v'sheish krisos shibatayra, there are over all 36 krisos, chayv krisos that there is. Mishnah says in krisos at that time, b'shas tachur ben habayis, there are over all 36 chayv krisos. Omar Rav Yechon, if they ma loku bialav days, how come the Megillah Eicha Kesed repeats itself with olive bays, with may shavra la Torah, shenitno be olive bays, because they were over the Torah at that time, Klal Yisrael, they were the olive bays. Yoshua, that was the Shas Tachurban Abayas, they were over when Miroi stayed, because the Gil Aroi is Shvichas Domim, and Avodah Zarah, if they're over those three Averis, for sure it means they're over all the Averis also. It's interesting, the Moral says a nice shot. Another Gemara says, why was there Churban Abayas? But they shloi bircho batera tchila, they didn't make a bracha first. The other Gemara says the reason why there's Churban Abayas, because Pashid, they were over the whole Torah. They were over all the Averis in the Torah they did. 36 Chayv Krisos. So why does it say a simple Chet, Shalai Bircha B'Torah Tchila, they didn't make a Bracha before they learned. So Rao learns the Pshat Hadish, Shalai Bircha means it wasn't Chashiv, they didn't learn Torah with Chashivas. So therefore the Torah did not protect them. If they would have made a Bracha first, so their Torah would have protected them, that they couldn't have come to do so many Averis. But because they didn't make a Bracha first, So therefore, the Torah didn't protect them. Therefore, the Maisa, what happened was they were over along the whole Aleph Beis. The whole Torah.
Right.
Right. Yoshua brother sitting alone. Omar Rava, Omar Rav Yechanan, Omar Kodesh Baruch Hu. Ani Yomati, I said, Vishkan Yisrael Betach, Bada Dain Yaakov, Alerets Dog and Mesirosh. They would have listened to me, they would have been in Eretz Yisrael alone, without any problems, no Gaza strips, nothing. Av Shoma V'yarful Toil. But they would have listened to me. But Achshav now, Yibada Moshavim. Now they'll be exiled, they'll be alone. Ha'iyah Rav Asiyam. The city of Shlaim was great. Omar Rav, Omar Rav Yechanan, Shoyim Asiyan Kitana Legodol. They would marry a young lady to an older man. O Gdoyla, an older lady, Lakotin. Kadeshiulem, Bonim Harbi. That they'll be fertile both ways, they'll be able to have children. Because they didn't marry young to young. They married them right away when they're able to have children. Voice of Kalmona, Yishlaim will be like an Amona. The Diyak is Amra Yudam Arav, Kalmona, like an Amona. But if Loy Amona Mamish, not a real widow, what's the difference? Elakisha Sholach, Bailum Dinatayam. A real widow doesn't have a husband anymore. She won't see him. Now, the Shechina did not leave Klai Yisrael totally, but rather like a lady that her husband left her. That's all. He went from Dina Sayyam. V'daita l'achzer aleho. But the husband someday will come back. That means someday the Shechina will come back to us. The Shechina did not leave us completely. Rabosi bagoyim sarisa bamdinos. What does that mean? Amar Rav. Amar Rav Yechanan. Kol Mokim Sholach, wherever Klai Yisrael went, even in exile, Holchim Nasim Sarim Adonayim. They still became princesses, they were still choshev people in the eyes of their lords. Tana Rabbanim. Maisi once happened, Mishnei Bnei Yodin, two people, Shenishba Bahar Karmel. They were caught captured in Bahar Karmel. Vayushaboy, the captor, Mahalach Achrayim, was walking behind them. Now, these two people that were captured was talking. Omalei Echad Mi'am L'Chaberu, one said to his friend, Gomal Shemalachas Afonenu, this camel that we see walking in front of us is Suma Biachas Mi'aneho. One of its eyes is blind. Utunish Teinoi, this it has two flasks, two leather flasks. Achashoyain, one is loaded with wine. Fiachas Hashem, and one has oil on it. And also, Shnebna Yodim, Amanhigim, the two leaders of this camel, Oysa Echad Yisrael, one of them is a Jew. The Yechon Nochri, one of the Gentiles. That's what it's one Jew was saying to his friend. Is Omalem Shaboy, so the captor said to these two, Am Ksheyarif, like you hard people, stiff-necked people, in other words, you think you know so much, Miein Atim Yodim, how do you know what you're saying? So they explained to him, Omalem, they said to him, Gomo Ma'asrim Shalofneo Mitzad Shiroya Chalis, this camel's mudden, he only eats on the right side, he doesn't turn to the left side at all. So it must be that on the right side that he could see he eats from. But mitzad sheinu roeh, the left side, that he does not see, einu echelus, he doesn't turn down teeth on the left side. That's how I know he's blind in one eye. Now, tunish teinoidis, he's carrying their two flasks. Acha shoyang v'achot shemen. Shel shemen mitavtei feshakeya. When wine drips to the floor, it's shakeya, it sinks into the ground. You do not see it anymore. Shel shemen though, mitavtei fetzach, when it drips to the ground, it stays on the top, there are stains, the oil stains. So he noticed that from one barrel, it was dripping down, and it was shakeya, it was sunk into the ground, and the second barrel was tzach, was floating on top. So that's how we knew, this is yayin, this is shemen. And secondly, the third last thing he said was, Ushneid Nyavra Manegim, the two drivers of this camel, Oysa Achad Nachri Yechad Yisrael, one is a Gentile, one is a Jew. Nachri Nifni, he relieves himself, Laderech, in the middle of the road. Doesn't that sneeze? When he has to go, he goes in the middle of the road. The Yisrael, the other one, we noticed, Nifni Lestadim, when he had to relieve himself, he went to the side, to Mokim sneeze, he went to the side. So, the two Jews told it to the captor. So, he couldn't believe it, he was astonished. Rod of Achrayim, the captor ran after this camel to really check it out to see if it's true what the two Jews are saying. One was telling the other one. Umotzikid Avrayim, and he found it's 100% true. So, boy, the captor came back, Vinoshkin Arosh, and he kissed them on the head. V'yavim Lebeis, he brought him back to his house. V'yosalem, Sudik, they made a big feast. V'yamarak of the flame, the captor was dancing in front of the captive, the two people are captive. The Yamani said, Boruch Shebocha Bezara Shel Avram, worthy are you that you were chosen to be the children of Avram Avinu. V'noson Lemichachmos, and Hashem gave you from His wisdom. V'chomokim Shehochim, this is just a mashal, this is an example of the Pasuk, that wherever the Jews went in exile, Naaseh Sarim Adonayim, there became a princess for their Lord. O Potrin V'ochlo Besayim L'Shalom, and there this captor let these two Jews go home in peace. That's this Pasuk of v'sarisi b'medinas. Wherever they went, they became sarim. Yeah, rabasi b'goyim sarisi b'medinas. They became sarim even in exile. Then the pasuk says, "Bochoy sifka balayla." They were crying, two cryings that night. So, shtei b'chias halololom. Why is the pasuk say they cry twice? Or merabam Rabbi Yechanan. Echod al mikdash rishon. One, they're crying now for the base of Mizrach rishon, it was destroyed on Tisha B'Av. The echod al mikdash sheni. And secondly, balayla. What it says, night time four aliske laila. They're crying about the night. Shneimer says, "Vatisa koleda vayitnu es kolam vayivchuam balayla hu." That was the night that they were supposed to go to conquer Eretz Yisrael when the Meraglim came back. And they were supposed to have the mitzvah to go fight Eretz Yisrael. And because of Meraglim, they listened to the Meraglim, they decided not to go to have war. So they started to cry that night. They said, "It's too hard to go to fight. We can't fight." They started to cry. So Amar Rab, Amar Rab Yechanan, Oysoy Laila Tisha B'Av Hoye. That night that the Jews were crying then was Tisha B'Av by night. It is Omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told the Yisrael, "Atem v'chisem v'chiyah shechinam." Right now you're crying for nothing. There's no reason to cry. I'm telling you, charge, go ahead, come into Eretz Yisrael, you'll conquer Eretz Yisrael. You're afraid to listen to me. That's a cry for nothing. But I'll give you something to cry for. I'll make that there'll be a Churban Abayis on Tisha B'Av, the Bayis Rishon and the Bayis Hasheni. Says, another pshat is balayla at nighttime. Shekola boicha balayla kol nishma. At nighttime your voice could be heard, whereas by daytime you can't hear the voice so much because the galgal acham in the sky, they're grinding there. The Gemara says, and it makes too much noise by day. Daytime you can't hear yourself. The rach another pshat is balayla. Shekola boicha balayla. Whoever cries at nighttime, koychovim mazolos boicha mimoi. They have pity on you. They cry with you. So racha balayla, shkola boicha balayla, shemei kol boicha kenegdoi. Whoever hears you crying, he'll also cry with you. Same thing, that people hear the cry more at night, and they'll cry with you. Maisa once happened, bishachas, one lady, bishchenusai shereb Gamliel. She was a neighbor, she lived in the neighborhood of Rabbi Gamliel. Shemeis beno, her child died that night. Voice boicha olav balayla. She was crying over it that night. Shomer Rabbi Gamliel, Gamliel heard the koilo, uboicha kenegdoi, he also started to cry for her. You know how much he cried until his eyelashes came out. That's how much he cried. It disturbed him also. The next day, Tamidim saw it happen to the Rebbe. They took her away fast. Like they figured, as long as she's going to stay there, the Rebbe will still be crying. So they had to remove her. Then the pasuk says, "V'dimos alechayahom," that the tears will be on her cheek. Omar Rav, Om Rabbi Yechanan, ki isha sheboicha al baila nureh. It means a lady that cries over a first husband, a young husband that she lost. Then the pasuk says, "Eli kipsula chagura sak abal nureh." That's a terrible cry to cry for your young husband that you lost. Whoever gives punishment to the Jews will become a leader. Shneim the pasuk says, "Kiloi moof l'ashem mutzak lo keiser rishon hey kolatzah zvulim v'yatan avtoli v'yachvin ichbed derech hayom hevrayadin glil agoyim." Kisa, that Hashem is giving them the power to give us punishment. So how do they give us punishment? If they become the leader. Omar Rav Rav Yechanan, basically Yisrael, ainu ayif. Whoever gives punishment to Jews do not become tired because Hashem is giving them power to do this now. Le'alechem koloi v'edorech. Omar Rav Rav Yechanan, mikan l'kubla kublina minatera. That you have a right to scream back minatera. So Rashi says it means, if you tell your problems to your friend, make sure to tell it to him, "I hope these problems don't come upon you." Came upon me. It's hard to hear problems. A person will be afraid to listen because they'll feel those problems come upon me. So you have to first tell them, "Listen, lo yalecha, but I'm telling you now, it should not come upon you. But listen to me, I have these problems now, try and help me out." All right, stop here.